The Seeds of Change, written by John McCarney. Sprawling oak trees sway in an October breeze. Cursive letters in script form swirl in the wind as if lost. Orderly grapevines and rolls of different crops blanket the earth in a tapestry of bright colored hues. In a place very close, yet very far away, there lies a beautiful rolling hillside. Here, the sun shines bright as a magical rainbow mist dances on the fields. This combination of godliness and worldliness turns a few plants and animals into cherub-like creatures. The rainbow dissolves into a multicolored vapor that ripples over zucchini, tomatoes, and a sprawling pumpkin patch. The brightly colored cursive letters spin into a whirling column of words and disappear into one of the pumpkins. A large Happy Halloween banner flaps in the breeze at the entrance to the pumpkin patch. A squirrel, Hector, gathers acorns, scurries up an oak tree. He struggles to hide the acorn in a knothole. Hector ventures out on one of the lower branches that twinkles from the magical breeze. He is pushed to the ground by a gust that swirls around him. Startled, he raises up on his hind legs.
Ooh, I feel dizzy.
It's as if he cannot be on all fours anymore.
What the heck are those sounds coming out of my mouth?
He puts a paw over his mouth. He looks at his two forepaws like they're foreign to him. Hector is so confused. He peeks up to the autumn sky, verbally spits out whatever pops into his head.
Hope that's not a hawk up there.
He slides himself back and forth as if he addresses two different squirrels in a self-directed monologue.
Enough already, you can't speak. Says who? Says me. Well, what do you know? I guess not much. You got that right.
Hector shrugs his shoulders, sighs, and seems content to go about his business of picking up acorns. He bites down on one, frustrated.
Hooey! Why can't I like zucchini or something that's easy to chew?
He flings the acorn, and it bounces off a pumpkin.
Oh!
Confused, Hector prances through the pumpkin patch. The pumpkin, a glowing orange, seems to move by itself. It is tethered to the hillside by a long green vine. The pumpkin rolls around, its vine serpentines like a snake. It stretches out as far as it can, as if it tries to escape. It sadly gazes down the hill as townspeople decorate their houses with festive Halloween-themed garland and decorations. The pumpkin reluctantly turns away from the town, speaks.
Hello, Hector.
Hector glances around perplexed, then glares at the pumpkin.
Who is Hector?
Why, you are, of course.
Wait. Why do I even have a name?
So we can kindly greet each other. Just so happens, I am the one who gave you your name.
Hector throws his forepaws up in the air, frustrated.
Really? Okay, nice to meet you.
He bows, then a curtsy.
Since you say my name is Hector, what is your name?
The pumpkin rolls towards Hector with its tethered vine. As it turns around, a beautiful androgynous face, embedded in its side, stares directly at Hector. Hector, mesmerized by the dazzling image. The pumpkin, Portia, with a sultry smile, moves closer.
I am Portia.
Hector is enchanted by Portia. His smile grows larger. He stands a little taller, a little more engaging.
Well, Portia, maybe you can help me make sense of this. I have all these things coming out of my mouth expressing what is inside of me.
They're called words. I have many buried in my seeds. You are using yours to express what you feel.
Words!
Yes.
And we must be very careful how we use them. Hector paces back and forth with his forepaws together behind his back. He searches the ground for an answer.
Yesterday I was only interested in finding acorns, but now?
But now?
Hector is drawn to Portia, snuggles up close to it.
But now, I use my words to let you know, I just want to be near you, talk to you, be your friend.
Hector, confounded by his own words.
Whatever a friend is, this is so strange. Imagine a pumpkin and a squirrel making conversation. We're just so different.
Different? Only in outward appearances.
Portia unfurls the attached vine and rolls over for the setting sun to bounce off its beautiful face. The majestic pumpkin gazes down over the hillside of fellow ripening pumpkins, notices a small town, and sighs.
How I long to leave this hillside.
The images of the town grow in size as Portia focuses on it. A group of teenagers scour the town for mischief. They toss rocks at cats and dogs, but fortunately miss. Another teenage figure, Balthazar, with very plain clothes and an old guitar, spies the bullies, seems to fear them. Balthazar hurriedly hides behind a tree to not be seen. Portia stretches its vine to see more of the townspeople.
I need to share these words within my seeds. Some are my own, others are stored inside of stories.
Hector glances to the town and then to Portia. Stories? What are stories?
Portia rolls and the sound of pumpkin seeds rattle.
When I was touched by the magical breeze, it was as if all the stories ever told were planted in my seeds. Stories where I found your name and mine.
Hector scratches his head with a forepaw, totally confused.
And I found this seed, too.
Portia rolls around. A silhouette of one of the seeds appears before its beautiful green eyes.
It's a story set to music.
An angelic, powerful voice escapes out of Portia, and a pop rock song reverberates a cappella over the pumpkin patch. Hector, surprised, scurries about.
Wait, how did you do that?
I didn't do anything. It was just one of my seeds.
Portia rolls over some more. A different seed appears as a silhouette in front of its eyes. Another beautiful song in Portia's magnificent voice fills the air. Hector, now excited and curious.
You said you got my name from one of the stories in your seeds.
Portia rolls back and forth.
Oh, I hope I can still find it.
Finally, a new seed appears in front of Portia's eyes.
Here it is.
A hologram of the mythical ancient battle in the Trojan War. The hologram is projected onto the side of Portia's large pumpkin body. In the hologram, the beautiful Helen of Troy looks down on a duel between two rivals.
And Hector was slain by the great warrior Achilles. But Hector's brother, Paris, would one day avenge his death with an arrow into the vulnerable heel of Achilles.
The hologram disappears. Hector furrows his brow. Flippant, he paces back and forth, his forepaws raised to emphasize his frustration.
Hector was dead? You couldn't name me after Achilles or Paris? I was dead, kaput, snuffed out? Jeez!
Oh, Hector, it is not my choice. It's just the way the seed appeared when you fell from the tree.
Hector frowns, but is reflective.
I guess I should be happy. You at least gave me a voice.
I didn't give you your voice. I just helped you find it.
Fine, then. What else you got?
Hector sits down next to Portia as if he watches an outdoor movie screen. Hologram stories appear on the side of Portia. Portia narrates story after story.
And Hera, the beautiful goddess, stood next to Zeus as they looked down from the heavens.
Series of shots. In the hologram on the side of Portia. Zeus and Hera overlooking ancient Greece. The Shakespearean heroine Portia in The Merchant of Venice. A Nubian queen defeats Rome's Augustus Caesar in battle. An old man and his sidekick on horseback attack windmills. Hector tires from watching and listening to Portia narrate the stories, yawns, falls asleep next to the magical pumpkin. Hector awakes, nestled up against Portia. The warm morning sun bounces off of Portia's orange hue. Portia rolls over to the edge of the hill. A seed appears in front of Portia's eyes. A hologram displays a blank canvas and an ancient ink-filled quill pen. Portia appears to guide it with its eyes. Hector interrupts.
What are you doing?
It is what I am meant to do. Create words like the ones that are in the stories in my seeds.
Portia longingly stares down at Balthazar, who sits with the guitar all by themselves.
I must help others tell their stories.
Portia stops, stares at all the townspeople, curious.
Where do they go with such joy?
Portia moves further down the hill and notices parents load children on an old school bus. Hector scampers alongside the curious pumpkin. Portia doesn't notice how quickly its green vine unfurls. Hector panics and grabs it like he is in a tug-of-war battle.
Hey, careful! You'll snap your vine!
Portia longingly leans over the hillside to watch the town's early morning activities. Balthazar, with the guitar, catches Portia's attention. Balthazar sits on a boulder on the outskirts of the town near a stream, a lonely, isolated figure. Impossible to tell whether Balthazar is male or female.
they begin to strum the guitar. An incredible instrumental melody echoes up from the guitar. Suddenly, teenage bullies, led by a big brute, Chad, rush over and harass Balthazar. They play keep away with the guitar. Balthazar has no chance. The guitar is thrown back and forth, back and forth. One of the bullies finally tosses it down, and a few of the guitar strings snap. Their demise announced. Twang, twang. Balthazar grabs the guitar, cuddles it like a dying friend. Chad lashes out at Balthazar. Freak, play your music elsewhere. Balthazar, is it? Balthazar, livid, tries to speak, but is a non-verbal person. The bullies roar with laughter. Poor baby, come on, speak, speak. Chad, up in Balthazar's face, talks to his cronies. Maybe he's just shy. Or is it her? The bullies laugh as they shuffle away. Tears drip down Balthazar's cheeks. Balthazar's hands struggle to repair the guitar strings. Chad notices the school bus makes its way towards the pumpkin patch. He waves his pals forward. Follow me. Portia is distraught at what just happened to Balthazar. Why do they pick on the minstrel? Hector reels Portia back in by its vine, exhausted. They're afraid of what they don't understand. Hector smiles at Portia. His grin states the obvious. I'm glad I was not afraid of you. He waves his hand as if he presents Balthazar as a guest. I personally find Balthazar to be a very nice person. Balthazar, you two have spoken? Well, some of us don't get what we need through a vine. When I'm thirsty, I drink from the stream. Hector makes a slurping sound like he drinks water. I tried to make conversation with Balthazar, with little success. But that music, it really is quite lovely, isn't it? Hector stares at Balthazar, who has repaired the guitar. Music from Balthazar's guitar echoes up to Portia. That music is beautiful. The perfect melody for my seeds. What do you mean? Portia rolls over and the seeds rattle again. A seed in hologram form appears before its eyes. Cursive letters appear in the hologram. They appear as if they're being written in that very moment. My stories need to be put to music. I write one as we speak. Portia's eyes fill with tears as the letters turn to words. The words turn into lyrics. Portia begins to sing. I stare in the stream. Brakes squeal. The old school bus pulls up to the hillside. Child after child attack the pumpkins. They choose their jack-o'-lanterns to be. Parents hack the vines with machetes and the children raise each pumpkin above their head, triumphant in their choice. The bullies follow suit and march through the pumpkin patch. They have no desire to pick a pumpkin to be carved. The bullies raise each pumpkin above their head, smash them into the ground. Each one outdoes the other with destruction. The bullies, intoxicated by their vandalizing behavior, charge the hill where Portia is tethered. Hector panics. He glances back and forth between Portia and the bullies. He's conflicted. Hector grabs Portia's vine and puts it to his mouth. Sorry, Portia, it's your only hope. He chews at the vine that keeps Portia connected to the hillside. Chad tugs on Portia's vine. Hector, frantic, chews through the vine as fast as he can. Chad lunges for Portia, but stumbles over Hector. Hector pushes Portia to the hillside with all his might. Snap! The vine finally breaks, ricochets off of Portia. Roll, Portia! Save your seed! Save your stories! Portia tumbles down the hill, glances back up to Hector. Goodbye, my dear Hector. Down the hillside. Balthazar wide-eyed as the large pumpkin approaches. Portia picks up even more speed, rolls faster and faster. Hector rushes after Portia but is unable to catch up. Smash! Portia splatters all over the boulder. The seeds go flying as the slime from the pumpkin covers Balthazar. The moment that Portia splatters, Hector scurries off, returning to being a normal everyday squirrel. Balthazar stares up at the bullies, who are doubled over in laughter as they point in ridicule at the minstrel. Hillside. The children make their way back to the bus with pumpkins in hand as the bullies smash whatever pumpkins are left. Down at the stream, Balthazar cleans up in the clear water. The stream captures the reflection of the tears that drop from Balthazar's eyes. Balthazar gathers all the seeds and places them on the boulder and watches the bullies make their way back to town. The sun begins to set. Balthazar sits next to a crackling campfire, strums the guitar, takes a look back towards the town. Children and parents work on carving jack-o'-lanterns and place them outside their houses. Balthazar sighs, grabs the pumpkin seeds, places them on hot rocks in the campfire to roast. Balthazar nibbles on one of the roasted pumpkin seeds. Like the first words from a toddler's mouth, Balthazar struggles to speak, but in song.
I stare into...
Confused by the verbal sounds, Balthazar continues to strum the guitar, devours seed after seed. A hologram of brilliant colors swirls around Balthazar, who stands in awe of a striking transformation. Balthazar's simple clothes, now a flamboyant rock star outfit. A floppy hat, now a spectacular French creation. A hologram of Portia's face morphs together with Balthazar's into a beautiful yet handsome androgynous person. Voiceless no more, Balthazar sings in the voice of Portia. Curious, townspeople make their way over the stream. Parents grab their children's hands and listen. The bullies hoot and heckle as they approach. They stop dead in their tracks, shocked by Balthazar's look. The rainbow mist that earlier vaporized into Portia raises up from the remaining pumpkin seeds. It swirls and pulsates around Balthazar, who glares at the bullies with a newfound confidence. Finally, Balthazar strums the guitar. The townspeople creep closer to hear the music and lyrics.
I stare in the stream at a singular face. I see her, but wonder if he sees me.
The townspeople cannot take their eyes off of Balthazar. Misty-eyed, they're moved by the words. As Balthazar reveals a tortured existence through the lyrics, everyone turns to look at the bullies with disdain.
To wake one morning and have no fear of being me.
The bullies step backwards as the crowd closes in. The townspeople move closer and closer to the bullies. Balthazar's music loud, as if accompanied by an orchestra. The rainbow hue encircles the bullies. They start to hurry away, but tumble over each other. Balthazar, empowered, dances to them in song. Stands over Chad. Balthazar reaches down with a free hand. No longer any fear visible, Balthazar offers to help Chad up. The gesture catches Chad off guard. He hesitates. Then, Chad's frown soon gives way to an embarrassed gaze. He accepts the kind gesture of Balthazar. Chad struggles to his feet. Balthazar belts out a few lyrics to the now humble bullies.
That one day I will be free to be me, as you are free to be you.
The crowd gathers around Balthazar and tearfully applauds. Balthazar bows and notices a few androgynous faces in the crowd of townspeople. The faces, at first uncomfortable, they then step forward. Balthazar nods to them, they nod back. A squirrel watches from the branch of a nearby oak tree, then scampers away into the night.